This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business and Women's Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Shamil Smith. Shamil's a great leader, someone who people think very highly of. We're looking to talk to her today about leadership, organizational success, and more. Shamil, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. And first, Scott, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk to you today. So my name is Shamil Smith, and my professional background is in leading strategic change in the healthcare industry. So I've worked in management consulting and in large healthcare systems. And specifically, I've led teams that delivered various change initiatives. And this has ranged from health plan products, business transformation efforts, digital solutions. But the kind of the center of it is around how do you improve the consumer experience or the patient experience by making it less complicated and easier to use. And then I'm also a people leader at heart. And so what I'm passionate about is honing my own leadership skills and then helping others increase theirs.
Well, fantastic. And take a moment, talk about change and leadership. As leaders work through change and help people through change, what are a couple things that leaders do when they're doing it well? What do great leaders do in those circumstances?
Sure. And I love this question. And I think, you know, especially during this really challenging time, we are seeing some great examples of leadership all around us. So I think the first thing great leaders do is they stay curious and they ask questions. And I think we hear this a lot, but I do believe it's easier said than done. When I think about staying curious, I believe you have to begin with yourself. So having a habit of self-reflection and then taking action. And I also think that soliciting feedback from those around you is important. So again, asking those questions, but you just can't sit in the questions, right? You have to respond and take action. And so as leaders, I think we can learn from everything around us. So listening to your partners, your team members, your clients, your superiors. You know, I have this saying that feedback is a gift, but sometimes that gift is in the form of an ugly, itchy sweater, right? And you need to still try it on, get a feel for it, figure out how you can use it. So I think, you know, asking questions, staying curious is really important as a leader, especially in challenging times, because we're being asked to think about things we may not have been prepared for and think about them a little bit differently. I think that, you know, staying curious is, it doesn't stop. So there's this lifelong commitment to it. And as you collaborate with different people, I think it's really important to be curious about the people that you're trying to build relationships with so that you can strengthen those relationships and being a little bit methodical about it. So proactively seeking those connections, learning, listening, asking about needs and what's important, understanding how people communicate, and then continue to build and learn and maintain, because it doesn't stop with that one first interaction. You know, clearly it's important to not stop learning about, you know, your industry and your domain for yourself, right? Not relying on others, but really understanding those deep areas for yourself so that it helps you to better anticipate how you can impact positive change. During this time especially, I believe it is important for leaders to show heart. And I learned this over the years that, you know, I was actually overusing one of my strengths, which is self-composure. And so for me, I tended to be, you know, very business-minded, focused. I'm also an internal processor. But I learned, and it wasn't easy, but I learned that there is also a gift in showing more of yourself and being more vulnerable, and that it takes courage. And you can balance this, right? You can balance it with, you know, being controlled and being authentic. But what I found was when I showed my heart and more of my humanness, it built stronger connections with those that I worked with, and we had better business results. And so being vulnerable, showing your heart, I think it's really important for leaders to care.
Completely. Give us an example of, you see so many examples of leadership, good, bad, ugly. Any thoughts on what bad leadership looks like? Any insight there as to what is bad leadership? What do you see and you say like, not like that?
Yeah, I think bad leadership is when you aren't listening and paying attention to what is around you. So bad leadership is when you're so self-focused, so self-motivated that you aren't paying attention to the needs of those that are helping you to create great business results or whatever results that you're driving for. So again, I think it goes back to staying curious. I think it goes back to asking questions, not having compassion for others. All those things to me lead into a lack of leadership.
Thank you. And when you look at things that drive organizational success, what drives organizational success? What do you think are keys to that?
One key is having, I would say, a very compelling vision that is truly, you know, it's championed, it's constantly communicated, and then it's lived out, you know, not just on paper. And when we think about vision and motivating and driving aspirations, you know, of course you have to have all those mechanisms like strategy and goals and execution and measurement. But for me, you know, what's really important in that vision is making sure that every person in that organization can see themselves and how their role contributes to that vision. We all want to know, you know, that all the effort, the long hours, the commitment is going towards that greater goal and that it's seen and recognized. And I believe when, you know, if or when that vision gets out of alignment for organizational success to occur, you have to have that insight to acknowledge it. And then I think you have to have the courage to shift. Also for organizational success, I think that, you know, you have to have a strong people strategy and hold leaders accountable in a consistent way. So going back to bad leadership, you know, making sure you have that, all the specific strategies and tactics, of course, the people strategy, but also that you develop and that you foster a positive team culture. And to me, culture is just so critical to teams and organizations. I think there are some foundational elements that all culture should have, such as making sure it's aligned to that vision, making sure that it creates safe spaces for risk-taking and failure, maintaining a people success focus and a learning environment. And then, you know, all organizations have their own unique cultures behind it. But I think importantly, leaders are accountable, and they're accountable for developing that culture, demonstrating it, fostering it. And we're not leaders unless we can really set that example and live that out. So really having a culture that's lived out, I think, is key.
Thank you, Shamil. And think about your top to two or three priorities this coming year. When you look at leadership and your top priorities, what do you think about this coming year?
You know, when I think about 2020, and I think this is all of us, you know, it's been challenging. And where my priorities go, you know, how can I come out of this stronger? How can I serve? And how can I live according to my purpose? This has given us a lot of time to reflect in some ways. So I am currently searching for my next leadership role, like many, many others. And my priority is really landing with a company that is mission-driven and where I can contribute onto that healthcare consumer experience and also evolve my leadership development. I think, you know, what the pandemic is teaching me is, you know, how do you pursue, you know, your passions, but also how can you focus on what you can control? You know, that's been a big area for me. And so I decided to start my own business, Front Door Leadership Consulting, and really figure out, you know, how do I serve? How do I hone? And then, you know, what can I control? And then lastly, you know, for 2020, you know, as we recover, I want to just maintain some of the good habits, right, that I've established. And, you know, some of that is exercising daily, even if that's a walk around the neighborhood, but also taking advantage of the simple and, you know, joyful experiences that I've had with my family. We have become very competitive at Uno, and it's been a lot of fun. And so those things and just being grateful, you know, being grateful, I try to keep that in mind at all times.
Well, I think those are a great set of thoughts and priorities and how to look at things going forward. I think all of us are trying to maintain the exercise habit that we all have during quarantine, or at least the walking and all those kinds of things. We'll see if we can do it. But how can people learn more about Front Door Consulting and about you? How could they engage with you?
Sure. So they can reach me at Shamil Smith, and it is spelled S-H-A-J-M-I-L, on LinkedIn. and I'm happy to connect and talk with anyone. And, you know, again, Scott, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, it's a privilege to get a chance to visit with you, Shamil. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to visiting with you in the future. What a pleasure. And for people listening in, Shamil Smith, please look towards connecting with her. A pleasure to visit with you today. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.